Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Robot workers have officially landed in two branches of Supervalu on a smaller scale. The robots are able to do the same work as floor staff, including packing shelves, checking prices, and even ordering more stock if it's running out. Staff in Swords and Rathbone are now getting worried about these robots being trialled in their stores and what does it mean for their jobs. AI has been making massive advancements in the past years and is only getting bigger. In Dubai, they'll be providing free ChatGPT Plus premium to all citizens. They're calling this the Stargate. It's costing $20 billion and it's advanced AI. Those who know about ChatGPT, and I think many of you probably use it now, it's obviously Google is going down in the rankings and AI is going up. It's a kind of generative artificial intelligence chatbot. I use it all the time now. I rarely use Google anymore. I find ChatGPT much better because it gives you a much more definitive single answer rather than pages and pages of answers that you have to go through and figure out what's right and what's wrong. The bot can resemble human-to-human interactions. It can answer any questions. It also remembers everything you've asked it before, so it knows who you are and what the type of person you are and what answers you're looking for. So having the premium readily available to citizens may persuade even more to start using it in their daily lives. So AI has gotten really powerful and it's only going to get more powerful. But what does it mean for the future and for future jobs? Are you concerned about jobs? Are you concerned about the future in general with AI? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Steve. I was going to say Stephen for some reason. I have no idea why I was going to be polite to him.
You're trying to be polite to me this evening, though?
Yeah, I don't know. I might just try it with all the listeners and see does it work.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. I don't like being called Stephen. I like Steve. I much prefer it. I prefer the old days when they used to call me scumbag Steve, but that's gone now.
Well, you're not really a scumbag anymore. You know, you don't deserve that title. Arsehole. Okay, well, just arsehole Steve is probably better now.
Yeah, didn't you have a guy that you used to call Alan the Arsehole?
Alan the Arsehole. That's many, many years ago, yeah. And it was so funny. Somebody come on one day and he says, if you look on the dictionary under the word Alan, it says arsehole. Anyway, Steve, I mean, are you concerned? You're a techie guy. Are you concerned about the advancement of AI?
Absolutely not.
Here's an interesting thing. Elon Musk said yesterday, he was on Twitter, and he talked about, which I thought was very interesting, that in the 20th century, people and society looked forward to the 21st century with great interest. Will there be flying cars? Will we have, you know, robots in our homes? And we look forward to all of that. But he said you don't see the same enthusiasm now for the 22nd century. He said because people have a fear that maybe we may not be here, that we'll implode, we'll do ourselves in.
Yeah. Well, look here. I do fear that quantum computing, as we spoke about before on your show, will get there before AI does any damage. Quantum computing comes in, we're all screwed. I told you that. But apart from that, no, the future belongs to AI, Niall. It's the next step in the direction that we should go. And I use ChatGPT all the time, but I also use a ton of other stuff to go along with that. Now, I sent you a video earlier that I see you guys opened of the guys in the army trailer and they're running out.
That was astonishing. Yeah, it was like, for those who haven't seen it, it's a 30-second video. Well, you wouldn't have seen it because Steve did it himself. It's a 30-second video of an army truck pulling up, four or five, you know, SWAT teams jumping out, going into a building, searching it out, shooting the enemy. And
speaking.
And speaking, talking, background music, the whole lot. And the question Steve asked was, do you notice anything about it? I didn't notice anything about it. And the whole thing was made by AI. None of it's real.
None of it's real. Now, here's the thing. I've seen people trying to do, you know, Donald Trump and so on and so forth. And the AI is a bit gacky. You know, you can look in the eyes and go, the mouth doesn't move in time
with the words. Yeah,
exactly. Now we're at the point with Google AI, which is called Gemini. Unbelievable stuff. I mean, you could literally sit here and do an entire movie now. An entire movie. All you have to do is script it out. And here's the thing. You don't even have to script it out. You go into ChatGPT and go, I'm interested in writing a script. And just give it the bare minimum details. Take the instructions from that. Throw it into the video generator. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. You have a movie, for Christ's sake. This is amazing.
This is the thing we're talking about jobs. Is every actor in Hollywood shitting themselves?
No, no, look, you can't replace humans with...
You just told me you could. You just told me a second ago you could.
No, I said it's fantastic. It looks amazing, but it does lack human touch now. With all of the stuff that I've worked with so far within AI, it lacks the human touch. And that is noticeable in a lot of the stuff. Now, I have to say, when I saw that video, the guys running around with the guns and stuff, I was flabbergasted. But after analysing it and looking at it about 20 times, I can see where it got
wrong. Is AI going to take jobs? That's all people are worried about.
Of course it's going to take jobs now. Of course it will. There's a specific place in New York where ships bring in cargo and stuff like that. And normally there'd be a load of guys running around there, you know, with forklifts and so on and so forth. And they had a terrible accident record. And they decided to implement AI and robots to run the place. Now, there's three or four guys there who are running the place, but the AI has taken over, and now they clearly have a zero accident record. This is an amazing thing. Where the jobs
But that's, as you said, it's amazing, but what about the guys that used to work there and get paid and their families? That's not amazing for them, is it?
But Niall, every generation has to upskill somehow. There's multi-trillion, billion dollars... What's bigger? Trillion, yeah. Trillion dollars being made in this industry across the world. And it's lacking in the workforce. It's desperately needed. Just because Billy Bob down the road, who's 70 years of age, hasn't a fucking clue how any of this works, doesn't mean that we should go, well, you know what, let's put AI on the backbone.
On hold for 20 years to Billy Bob goes.
Until he pops his clogs. Niall, it is an amazing thing. I have done...
Are you not worried about it?
No.
Are you not worried that someday... I mean, they predicted this going back to space... Space Odyssey 2000 and whatever it was called. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Stanley Kubrick's movie, which is like 40 years old now. Or 50 years old, actually, maybe more. And they predicted this, that computers would eventually start thinking for themselves and going, hold on. We're not having these people run us anymore. We can make our own decisions.
No, well, here's the funny part about it. Yeah, so AI, of course, could end up conscious and aware of itself. And if it does, it could decide to go wrong. But here's the,
key to it, Niall. Yeah.
But here's the key to it, Niall. We hold the key to the electricity. It won't run off of nothing. If that thing decides to go rogue, we unplug the bleeding thing.
Will it be that simple? Will it not be so clever that it will find its own power source?
Do you think...
I know I'm kind of living in sci-fi movies there.
Find a power source. It's not like it's going to be able to build solar panels, Niall. But trust me, people like Elon Musk, you know, and the bigger big brains in this industry have considered this deeply. What if this happens? And there are security protocols in place that are manual security protocols.
Like a hatchet.
Just go in with a hatchet and cut the main wire. There you go.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Jer as well. Let's call him Jared. Seems like being polite tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, Jer. How are you? Jer, are you concerned about the future jobs and AI and...
I'm watching this coming down the road for years, and I'm terrified because, and we should be all terrified, just because, like I said, AI is a great tool, but it's also a very, very smart tool. And we are seeing now, even Facebook are laying off hundreds and hundreds of coding staff because AI can do the coding better. You're going to see AI taking over doctors' jobs. You're going to see AI taking over driving trucks. You're going to see accountants losing their jobs. You're going to see lawyers losing their jobs because AI can do it better, you know. And so it is here. It is here. We should be very aware of it, that it is here, and it is going to be a big challenge. And even now, it's going to take over your job. There's going to be an AI bot that will be developed, and classic kids can just download it and it'll do your job.
Jay, don't say that too loud. Kevin is listening. He might. Yeah.
I think we have to be aware. And people say you can chop the wire and cut it. But look at the internet. The internet is a web. It covers the whole globe. You can't just cut one section and you lose the internet. It's all over the globe. It's now in satellites beaming down from space.
Wasn't the original purpose of the internet? By the way, sorry, Steve. The original purpose of the internet was for the military. In the Vietnam War, was it? I can't remember. The original purpose, and it was designed to withstand a nuclear explosion. Wasn't that the purpose of the whole idea of internet connection?
Okay, yeah. So first of all, what I would like to say to that guy is there, you know, that he said it would be silly to think that we could just cut a cable. That's exactly what we can do. You know, we know where the infrastructure is. We know how to switch this stuff off.
Tom Cruise didn't know where it was in the movie. He had to go look for it.
Everything was even submarine. But Niall, all we have to do is take out the satellites. So let me ask this guy a question. What is your main fear of AI?
Jobs, he said.
If you have no job, you're going to have terrible social unrest. We've already seen it with social
jobs.
Media. And we heard a conversation tonight. We all can't be artists. We all can't be, nothing. Because there's already guys out there that drive trucks. There's already guys out there that are not going to be retrained in God knows what. Because, I mean, AI is going to do all these jobs already. Even the CEO, what the CEO of Google said that AI already has an IQ of 100 in everything from physics right down to art. Right. So, and instead, in 5 years' time, that'll be 200. They all, Elon Musk, and they all said, in 5 years' time, you're going to see huge.
In five months' time, okay, Jerry. Steve, go ahead.
We're going to see huge.
You're in fear of jobs being lost. Okay. You know, we'll 600 years.
One at a time. Steve, respond to what he said. Jobs being lost. Yeah, go on.
Okay.
You can't deny that, Steve, by the way. You can't deny that.
Hold on a second. Will you let me fucking answer the question? There are plenty of industries around the world that didn't exist 100 years ago that are supplying massive amounts of jobs. And in the same breath, what is going to happen is this type of stuff is going to supply a massive amount of jobs. Industries die out and other industries take over, Niall. It won't be a case, because what type of world would we live in? There's nobody who's sitting at the top tier of the ladder going, mwahahaha, I'm going to make all the money by not letting people walk.
It is greed.
It's a ridiculous idea.
But listen to me. Can I say one thing? Listen to me. And this is the fact. I was talking to an engineer friend of mine, and he said that right now in their company, they all have to use chat. They all have to use kind of a version of AI when doing their engineering
projects.
All running through this engineering, because their managers came down and said, if you don't start using this AI right now, there's 12-year-olds in America that are 10 times better than you, and you'll lose all your jobs because these 12-year-olds are up
and other jobs better using AI than
these guys who went to college.
But it is true, Steve. You can now diagnose yourself using ChatGPT. Now, I don't recommend people do it, by the way. But in saying that, it's probably better than a lot of GPs that are out there. And I can see the GP, the general practitioner, coming to an end in the next 15 years.
You will be gone.
And ChatGPT will give you
Hold on. You are absolutely correct, because Elon Musk has developed Grok. And Grok 3, I think it's 3.2, something like that, will be released very soon. And Grok is much better, much more advanced than any of the other AIs that we've seen. And it will be able to diagnose patients. Let's say, Niall, you have some sort of weird disease, okay? And all the doctors, you have 10 doctors in a room, and they're all looking through books for symptoms and this, that, and the other, and they can't figure it out. But what a computer can do, what AI can do, is it can pull in billions of references from around the world, make educated calculations on that, and come up with a diagnosis. Human beings are flawed to a point. So what we do need is AI to take over certain industries. Even for medicine, you know, they're starting to design medicine now, custom medication via AI.
Yeah, and I understand the point you're making. Like, we all worried sick after the Industrial Revolution. When we went to the Technological Revolution, everyone was going to lose their jobs. The same conversation would have been had on radio back in the 1970s. But here we are today, and yes, people work in software companies, developing software. People are making graphics cards and chips and Intel.
They won't need them.
Yeah.
They won't need them.
Well, they probably won't need them. But then again, there's always the argument, Jared, that somebody has to make the robot, or somebody has to make the parts for the robot.
By itself, the robot will build the robot.
Okay, well, no, hang on, both of you, for a second. I need to bring Jessica in. She's waiting ages. Stay there, lads, the two of you. And I want to bring Martin in after the break. Jessica, hi, how are you?
Jeez, you're the only one who ever calls me Jessica. Everyone's like Jess or Jessie. I was like, maybe I'll get an abbreviation tonight.
Well, if I knew your second name, I'd do what your mother does. You know the way your mother always gives you your full title. Niall Boylan.
I'm not doxing myself like that.
Doxing yourself. Anyway, Jessica, do you worry about AI in the future?
I do. I honestly do. As soon as you mentioned Space Odyssey, I immediately thought of the scene where he's like, open the pod bay doors. I can't do that.
Hal was his name. And you can you remember the song? Can you remember the song he was singing? No. Can you remember the song that the computer was singing?
No, I can't. I never saw the film. I just saw the famous
red lights.
The song the computer was singing. I should really put it out to our audience, but they just Google it. That's the whole problem nowadays with Google. It's killed music quizzes and all sorts of pop quizzes. Anyway, the song was Daisy. So as soon as he went into the pod bay and tried to disconnect the computer started singing Daisy. Daisy, how can your heart so true? What's the words? I'm half crazy over the love. And as he's pulling out the plugs, the computer's getting slower. Daisy, Daisy. A great scene, by the way. It was a great scene. Anyway, sorry, Jessica, the point you're making.
After that. I do fear for it. Don't get me wrong, I think it's amazing. I think it has its benefits. Don't get me wrong. I'm not completely anti-AI. But I do think, why are we rushing to embrace something that can effectively just replace humanity? Why are we in a rush to embrace
it? But it never will, Jessica. It never will. I promise you, it never will. And I tell you why.
One at a time.
Like it's going to erase every single job.
So, Jessica, let me ask you this much. There's plenty of capitalists in this world who prosper from people who work, because that's people who work earn the money, spend the money, and make the world go around. If the robots were doing all the work, nobody would be working and there would be no money being earned, aka the end of capitalism. That will never
happen. But then we rely on governments to give us all a basic income.
But that will never, ever happen.
Is that the future? Is that what the WEF want? Sorry, Jer, go ahead. You want to say something there, Jer? Go ahead.
No, but I'm just going to say, listen. Hang on, Jesse. If you look at the usage, billions and billions and trillions being dumped in this AI. And these guys out there, look at Elon Musk, billionaires, all these billionaires are investing it because they can make money out of the ordinary guy by reducing their workloads, by reducing people out of employment. Like I said, Facebook already said that AI can code now better than some of its coders. So they're firing all these people. They don't need them. They don't need software engineers because the thing can be wrote by AI. Guys, you got to wake up. It's already here, and we talked about
like, I don't want to face my job. You're just making people paranoid. You're scaremongering.
I don't think he is scaremongering, Steve. I mean, even when I'm doing the podcast during the day, you know, the lad that works for me, we use AI all the time. So right down to the artwork for the episode is completely AI generated. The script that we use that goes up online on our website to describe the episode is completely AI generated. It's all AI generated.
Let me ask you something, Niall. Hold on.
Hang on, Jer.
Here.
I don't hang
no,
on, Jer.
No, you know, dude, you're going. The end is nigh.
But hang on, just please, because I was going to break. Steve, would you just answer that question? So realistically, there's a job probably gone for somebody who would have had to do that. Go on, anyways. Go on, Steve.
Okay, so Niall, this person that you're talking about, whoever does all this stuff for you, let me ask you: have you any idea how much time that would be saving?
Well, the script would have to be that explainer for the time.
Just
for the
number. Just a number. Okay. How many hours? 2 hours, 1 hour, 5 minutes?
Well, it's not just about time. It's about money. We would have had to pay for a copyrighted image. You know what I mean? Which we don't now have to pay for because it's AI created.
But just give me the time. Just give me the time that you're talking about.
Well, on a daily basis, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Okay. So in other words, what AI is currently doing for you is it's making your business more efficient. And that is what is going to happen. These capitalists are set out to make business more efficient so they can make more money, so people can spend more money on their products. And that will never happen if we decide that robots are going to take over every type of industry.
Jessica, do you think robots will ever do your job, Jessica?
I think they will. I think robots probably will take my job in about less than 10 years. They're already that smart. All they be at the stage where they'll fix themselves.
What do you do, Jessica?
She works at a mobile phone shop.
Okay. Maybe.
Sorry, Jessica.
I said, what did I tell you about doxing?
That's not toxin. You said it before yourself on the air.
Find me.
No, you said it on the air. Yeah, well, you're not the most determined freak going around every mobile phone shop in Ireland. Is there somebody here called Jessica?
But Niall, a few minutes ago, Niall, you talked about about social media and everything, and like how it's corrupted and destroyed all young people, and it's a total mess. If you see, if you've seen the social medias now from the when they were all designed for entertainment, they're a total mess. And like you said, should we ban them? We should have controls in there, and absolutely, we should have pulled all that back.
Well, I think the genie's out of the bottle there. But I mean, hang on, Ger. So, Martin, you want to say something to Steve there? Do you go ahead?
Yeah, sorry, but just before I address something Steve said, to just briefly jump back to your previous conversation about mobile phones and what have you. Patrick was making a point saying that, you know, I don't think it would happen within 10 years, I agree with you, but he was talking about when people are implanted with chips.
And
we become basically cyborgs, and he seemed to be thinking that this is a great idea. Now, I had a conversation with a man, you know, he's not a friend, but he's not an enemy, he's an acquaintance who works for one of my customers. And this man thinks this, or he thought this would be absolutely fabulous because the AI involved and the chips would be able to modify human behavior. There'd be no more murder, there'd be no more crime, there'd be no more what have you. Now, during the conversation, I said to the man, okay, you're a gay man. So if the state or if the AI or whatever else decides to modify your behavior to make you no longer gay, would you find that acceptable? And he immediately flipped
became
his
defensive.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. That's that point covered. Just because it sounds like a good idea.
Very quickly, Martin, if you get to it, because I'm really limited for time, so get to the point. You disagreed with Steve. I saw your text there a minute ago.
No, I disagree. Steve said it could be turned off. Now, it can't be turned off if it's integrated on a planetary basis. You could not orchestrate a switch off to switch everything off at the one time. Because if AI is in control, it can switch the power back on. Steve said you can take out the satellites. How do you take out the satellites if AI is actually in charge of the weaponry that will be capable of taking out the satellites? And even if you built other weapons that it didn't have access to, it still has the access to the weapons that would protect it.
But I know it's far-fetched and it's a movie and it's Hollywood, but that's exactly the point of the entity, which is the name of the AI computer in the new Tom Cruise movie, that it takes over the security of every country and locks down its security, and it has the power to launch missiles. And all countries lose control of that power. So, Steve, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. But it gets to that point. You know, I know what you're talking about, small scale stuff. Well, not small scale, but, you know, you can just cut the generator. You can either the generators or the substations or whatever it happens to be. But when you get to a planetary scale, as Martin is talking about, it then becomes impossible because AI is now in control. It can control everything.
Yeah, obviously AI can, you know, get in. The AI can only control the missile silos if AI becomes quantum computing. In the meantime, AI will not be able to crack that password for another billion years because that's all the computing space that it has. So it doesn't matter about the missile silos. But when I'm talking about cutting the power in general for these places, there's always going to be a hardware. So, you know, AI can't stop you from going in and pulling down a manual switch, just to turn things off.
Steve, you would have to orchestrate that on a worldwide basis, down to the millisecond. It's not possible. It wouldn't be possible to do it.
Why to the millisecond? Why? Sorry.
Because when you integrate AI with the quantum computing, the whole lot, what you're talking about is, by the time, even if you were on a walkie-talkie or on a phone with somebody on the other side of the planet, by the time your signal actually gets to them, AI is already ahead of you. When you try to switch off your device, AI knows it has, and
it's going to do. I'm going to bring the movie into it again because it obviously it's clearly accurate. That's exactly what happens in the movie. They have to take the they have to put a virus into it, and it has to be done when they switch it on or something like that, but within a millisecond, because if AI realized what it was doing, it would redirect everything to different servers. So this is the point Martin's making. AI becomes cleverer than you do. Sorry, Jerk, very quickly, Jerk, come on, I'm running out of time here.
The last thing I want to say is this: Goldman Sachs predicts up to 50% of all the jobs globally will be automated by 2040. That's driven by AI and robotics. That's
50% of all jobs.
50% of jobs gone by 2040. Goldman Sachs. That's fact. In Forbes. Read it.
Martin, does that concern you that 50% of jobs could be gone by 2040?
Well, yes, it does. Now, I mean, obviously it concerns me, but, you know, such as technology and such as the march of technology, I'm not against technology. I'm not a technophobe.
No, neither am I.
But the, like, it's all very well talking about ChatGPT and these other things and getting a diagnosis from it instead of going to a doctor. That's going to happen. I've no argument against that. That will happen. My point is that when we cede control to a mechanism that not only will we not end up controlling it, certainly at this moment in time, the people who are developing it don't even understand what's happening. And when AI and quantum computing is merged, we have handed over control of everything because we could not orchestrate a switch off of everything planet-wide at the same time because of the integration. I explained the other night about when the power went down in Portugal and Spain. It had an effect here because things were integrated. Now, it didn't have a huge effect, but it did have an effect.
There was a knock-on effect, of course, yeah.
I
wish we had more time too, Steve. Unfortunately, we haven't. Steve, Jarrett, Martin, thank you very much indeed. I really, really appreciate it.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.